RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026.
Soccer practice every week.
Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast but actually nutritious for dinner.
When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Dom Giordano's show. I got a poll up at Dom Show 1210, at Dom Show 1210, that I think you'll want to respond. And I see what people are doing. They're going exactly where I thought they would. Simple question. Are the Epstein Files issues a big deal? 34.2 say yes. Are they concerning? 42.1. Or you're over it? 23.1. So people are getting in their silos on this. Some of the news around it. What's replaced it now? The people that go wild over stuff like this are so upset over Epstein. They're saying, yeah, when's that audit of Fort Knox going to happen? When are we going to get in Fort Knox? You promised that, Mr. President, Fort Knox. Guy put that up as over 7 million views. They want to see Fort Knox and the gold next. This is where it goes when you take something like this and then it gets out of line. Roseanne Barr is going after this, and a word to President Trump, we got to solve this. We got to. Roseanne Barr, who's a big Trump person, weighing in on this. But the bigger story that impacts us right here. We got everything covered today. We got Selena Zito. We have Jeff Van Drew checking in, the congressman. A lot to get to with Jeff Van Drew. We have anti-Semitism by the NEA at an extraordinary level. It, somehow or another, these teachers' unions, they really are the enemy. They're not an adversary. They are the enemy. And the NEA with the goofy Becky Pringle is much more the enemy than the AFT, with a smarter person in Elise Weinstein who heads that up. But the CEO, just before the show of X, Twitter, resigned. Now, yesterday, the AI of Twitter was saying all kinds of Hitler praise and the Fuentes guy praise and all that stuff. And people are trying to get to the bottom of why. Is it about that, or is it about Elon Musk duking it out with President Trump? Roger Stone jumps into the ring with Elon Musk, and they attack Steve Bannon. They may have alleged at some point that Bannon is on the Epstein Files list, which we don't even have a list of. You just can't make this up. So which one of those three? You can hit me on Twitter at DomShow1210. It's a big deal, just concerning, or you're over it already. Now, the big deal that impacts our lives is playing out right now. I was so surprised this morning. I must have seen it 5 o'clock this morning from the head of the RNC in Pennsylvania and from Dan Muser, the congressman who I thought was going to run for governor and potentially, well, Trump already did endorse him. Now, it was a soft endorsement, but it was an endorsement, has dropped out. Dan Muser is not running for governor. Now, you know this is a key governor's race, and I'm the camp to tell you, this is winnable. Josh Shapiro's a really tough opponent, but you could see how the guy's got a glass jaw. Yesterday, the House in Pennsylvania, that Fairness in Women's Sports Act, I believe so that Shapiro doesn't have to either veto it or sign it ultimately. You know what they did? And we're going to bring you on the architect of our side of this. And is there enough coverage on this? They just said, oh yeah, a discharge vote was done. You have to get 25 people to vote to say discharge a bill so that the full House can vote on it from the committee it's in. And you know they were holding it up there, because they know some Democrats, along with Republicans, are going to vote to say no males in female sports. And it'll be a huge embarrassment, and Shapiro will have to do something. You know, they said, nah, we don't think that belongs in the Education Committee. I believe they switched it to the Health Committee. What's going to be next? The Uranium Committee? How many committees can these people get away? How much can these Democrats? Remember when they said the roof leaked, they couldn't hold sessions? They're there with one vote, by one vote on paper. And you know who put them there? Old Duggo, Doug Mastriano. So here's the problem with Muser dropping out. I like Stacey Garrity a lot, as you know. There's several things I can point to, the military experience, rural, treasurer, and she's gotten the most votes of anybody in Pennsylvania history in one election. She will run a fierce campaign against Josh Shapiro. She will at least ding him up, if not beat him. But lurking is the Mastro. Will he run now with Muser out? Do they run as a combined ticket? I don't want Doug Mastriano anywhere in any shape or form. And as I said, he's a nice enough guy. We've had him on. But the wackiness of this just emboldened Shapiro to not only win the race, but to win it enough that we lost the House. I think one House seat in Collingdale was like 60 votes. It's all due to this maniac. He almost lost Lancaster County. It's impossible to do that. So that's what's going on. This is a big story, Muser dropping out. I'm going to ask Selena Zito to handicap that. Big new book. Just out yesterday, Henry Goddard. She's the person who wrote The Great Revolt. She chronicled what was happening with Trump second to none. And I don't know if she coined it, but she says it all the time. Don't take Trump literally, but take him seriously. And that is spot on. President Trump says she knows the MAGA base, and she knows Trump better than he knows himself or knows the MAGA base. And she's got a lot to tell about inside the shooting, about the day afterward with Trump constantly talking with her and apologizing since he couldn't do the interview. He had been shot. She's got a lot to say about the campaign, inside the campaign, and what Trump does next. She'll be here at 12:30 today. I mean, she definitively gets what happened here in 2016 and I think what's happening here now. All right. I mentioned the teachers union. Here is Becky Pringle. A lot happened in July. They had secret sessions around July 4th, the NEA, the big one with 3 million members, whatever they are. Here's Becky Pringle. We played you many times last year in Philadelphia, where she went off about all the things. Here's her latest. And the fair thing to say is what they did at this teachers convention, these people. They said they're going to root out fascism. They misspelled fascism in their document. You're teachers! Spell fascism right, you fascists. And they're going after Trump. And when you read it carefully, they're going to muster America's school children as the foot soldiers to go after Trump. Just think about what these people are like in a classroom. Here's Pringle talking about how they're going to fight in every election.
NEA, remember who you are and hold your head high. You are brave. You are powerful. You are the NEA. Hold your head high. Hold your head high. NEA.
Yeah, I love the music coming in under that. These people are the enemy. They're not adversaries. They are the stone cold enemy. What they've done, they've taken the Anti-Defamation League, which is a liberal outfit, but pro-Israel, and puts out material on the Holocaust. And they said, point blank, we are not going to have them anywhere near school children. The Anti-Defamation League on the Holocaust or anything else. That would like it be putting oil companies in to talk about climate change. These anti-Semitic morons, they are not adversaries. They're the enemies. She's stupid. She's crazed. But they have a lot of members, and they want these kids to be foot soldiers. Even Randy Weingarten differed with her on several things publicly. Speaking of which, this will be cut 16. Here's our guest yesterday, Barbara Glenn. She's the one leading the charge on the Fairness in Women's Sports Act. Listen to how the speaker, Joanna McClinton, as soon as she talks about this filing, clips her, wings her. That's it. You made your point. Now shut up. Like a nanosecond. Why are they so sensitive about this? They're so sensitive about it because they know that a bunch of Democrats, like last time, more, are going to vote to say no males in female sports. This in the House. I would say double figures easily. And then Joshi Shapiro, the chameleon, is either going to have to veto it, which I predict he will, or sign it. No moving around. None of his folk stuff. Is he going to consult with his son? All right, so here is Glenn. Listen to the cutoff.
As in similar processes in the past, I rise to inform all members of the Pennsylvania House of Representatives, especially the bipartisan majority that supported this policy in the past, that we have filed a discharge resolution with the chief clerk on the Save Women's Sports Act this morning, which is Senate Bill 9. Senate Bill 9 needs both debate and a vote. Madam Speaker, the U.S. Secretary of Education stated just
the gentlelady will suspend.
Oh, yeah. We'll suspend. You can't say the U.S. Secretary of Education.
The notice has been provided to the members in the chair. Thanks to gentlelady.
Yeah, the gentlelady is going to get this bill done. All right, side question today. Yesterday was the anniversary of the first public reading of the Declaration of Independence. I wonder when they read it, the people that were there for the very first reading. I mean, I think this is the public reading. Maybe some of the delegates hadn't heard it yet either, fully. I wonder if they look and thought, wow, this really is something. Or were they, yeah, these are nice words, but we might get killed here. The British are closing in on us. So Henry came up with this. We're looking for that first public reveal. Like when they roll something out that you remember, you may not have been there, you might not have seen it right away, but you wish you were, or you go, oh, my God, this is horrible. Like, I don't remember when they rolled the Etzel out. Oh, what it must have been. But I do remember I was at WWDB. It was about 5 in the morning. Drudge had it up. The Segway. It's going to revolutionize mankind. Just imagine everybody will be driving around in Segways. Oh, my, it was nuts. He had diagrams, Henry. He had stick figures driving Segways all over the place. Oh, yeah, right at the top of, and that's when Drudge was really, really hot. The other one I'll take, well, because it's sort of like a reveal, the first time you saw it. Are you one of those guys that said, oh, I saw that coming? I didn't see it coming because I didn't know anything going in. The Sixth Sense of what the play is. Yeah, well, you know, off, oh, I saw that, bro. Come on, you know, this is what's going to happen. Everybody's always That guy, oh, that you knew it. You saw it coming. I have to admit, I didn't. It was kind of startling. Was that well done?
Yeah, I didn't either. No, it was very well written.
Oh, yeah, it was. And we're beyond the spoiler road. If you haven't seen it by now, come on. You can't yell, spoiler, I haven't seen it. Yeah, what's the over and under on that? We should officially set one. I would say 6 months.
Six months.
That's a lot. I'll give 6 months.
Okay. I would say a year.
Oh.
I'd give a year.
All right. You decided, Andrew.
A year.
A year. Yeah. A whole year you have to wait before you can say anything. Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of times, you know, if the movie is in a particular category that you're not even into,
right?
I feel like you need a little bit more grace when it comes to, you know, giving those kind of people. Like for example, like when all the Avengers movies came out, right?
Right.
Not everybody's into that. But, you know, everybody was talking about them, the interviews and all the actors and stuff like that. And they kept saying, it's like, well, if you haven't seen it now, you're living under a rock. Well, it's
true.
Like, there's not everybody's into that, you know.
Well, Sean McCoy spoiled it the day of.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, that's a little bit. Yeah, I would agree. All right. Public reveal, Henry. What's yours?
No, I got two here.
Yeah.
First one I'm going to take off the board was Theranos, when a 19-year-old Elizabeth Holmes got dressed up in a black turtleneck and jeans, pulled a Steve Jobs almost. Held her little blood-testing chip up for the camera and posed for, I believe it was Forbes magazine, and unveiling their technology, which was that you know, a little prick of blood could tell you everything that was wrong with you inside your body.
Right.
That ended up being complete BS, as we know now. But
that's
unveiling, you thought, like, oh, my gosh, this woman, this, you know, this college dropout just revolutionized the medical game, and she didn't do anything except pull a giant con job. The other one is a reveal we should have probably seen coming, but we were still shocked nonetheless. And that was when Allen Iverson got his statue for the 76ers at the Camden
Pretty bad statue.
Yeah, I think we all forgot that all the statues in the walkway there were all, you know, miniature.
Yes.
So when they took the very modest sheet off of the statue to reveal a, I don't know, what is it, 3 feet high statue, I think everyone was, including Alan, was a little disappointed. But
then you go
and look around Monuments Park, as they call it. You know, they're all 3 foot statues to honor some of the greats to play for the team. And it's
why
like,
would they do that?
Why would you do that?
Right.
What kind of? And it's just
it's the Sixers. Yeah,
it's the Sixers in a nutshell. It's 3 foot statues instead of 15 foot ones.
Andrew,
I was thinking something along the lines that's kind of like revolutionized the world, changed how.
Right.
People interact, how people just live in the world today. Back in 2007, Steve Jobs introduced the original iPhone.
Exactly.
And the first smartphone, as they say, because nobody has dumb phones anymore. But basically, it's changed the way that people connect. Everybody has it on one particular device that's only yay big. It's only 4 inches, whatever it is. But it's revolutionized the way people communicate, the way people connect. And the world hasn't been the same since.
I think its ability to take pictures, too, and video.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, how many people have gone down that wouldn't in the past because nobody would have been able to film it? Now, it's over.
Well, every single time something happens, what do you see? Like, sporting events and stuff like that? Whenever there's a picture, everybody in the crowd is holding their phone up.
Someone's got an angle.
All right, great ones. Public reveal. It might be a bad one. It might be one where you go, no, that wasn't good. And that's why you're mocking it. Or it might have been really good. Or you wish you were there. 855-839-1210. By the way, the Mondani guy in New York says, if your condo is empty for more than a week, something like that, because you go off to Florida, as some people in New York done, that should be given to the homeless then until you come back.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50.
Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more. Done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh my God. Can you see a guy, he has the condos are keeping score of this? Can you see people saying, all right, if I stay another day, is that okay? Oh yeah. My God.
It was a clock start as soon as you walk out of the building.
Can you imagine this maniac who I think stands a really good chance to win? All right. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just pushed #1210. Hit us with that all-time public reveal. That's one. And the Epstein thing, it's about the same. People are trying to say they're concerned. I thought they would. But it's not the big deal. You can hit me on Twitter with that at DomShow1210. I think, though, what this is leading to, you're seeing on Twitter people saying, hey, we haven't seen that Fort Knox reveal yet. All right? Suppose there's no gold in Fort Knox. Oh, my God. That's what happens. You breed this crowd of some of these bro shows and some of these guys on Twitter. They need fodder. So they're going to keep on coming up with conspiracies in any way, shape, or form. All right, 855-839-1210. Jump in right now. Okay, it is Dom time. Zelina Zito here with his brand new book about Butler just about a year ago. What was it, July 12th? Talking about how close she was, the chaos, the shooting. I don't know if she'll say anything more in the book about Crooks, the shooter. She has a lot to say about Trump and God. Trump saying, sorry, I didn't do the interview. Calling her multiple times. I wonder how many calls Trump makes in an average day. How many phone conversations is he in? I think it could be over and under at 50. I know that's hard to believe in still doing the presidency. I just think he has a list, and he goes through it each week, no matter how many hours it takes. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. The 2026 narrative and maybe 2028 narrative of the elections, in case I forget it, the Democrats are using is, well, Trump is not going to allow another election. So they're going to use that in 2026, saying that if Republicans are not kicked out of office, then they will just not allow elections in the future. They're just going to stay there. They're ratcheting that up. They're trying that out around the clock. And we asked Jeff Andrew, who's here today, about the governor's race in Jersey, NJ.com. They say they believe, well, yeah, you know, the polling, it's early, but Jack Chitarelli's down by 20 points. Then they go on to say, well, you know, maybe that's not the case for a lot of reasons. Matt Rooney has it right at SaveJersey.com. Democrats are panicking. They're going to spend upwards of $30 million now in the middle of the summer to try to make you believe that Mikey Sherrill is all the things that she's not. I see that as a panic move. Usually that's money spent toward the last 2 weeks or something like that. They're spending tens of millions now. They get it. This is a bad candidate. Chitarelli's got the momentum. And they could put up all the phony polling they want. And the secret weapon. We got Scott Presler in Jersey. That's got to count for something. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me go to Donna in Delaware County on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Donna, good afternoon.
Hi, Dom.
Hi, Donna.
This is this is a great category, and I had to call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My brother was in the audience for the debut of a song that I think is one of the all-time greats. It was debuted by Liza Minnelli, and he said she electrified the crowd with New York, New York.
Well, it is a great song. I would agree with you, but New Yorker, those New Yorkers, Donna. Oh, man.
But you know what? After 9/11, I think it became America's song.
It is. And Liza Minnelli doing it, that is a very good choice. Thank you, Donna. All right. Henry's grumbling in there because of the New York thing. It's hard. But
it is a tough start to the side question of the New York answer.
Yeah, I mean, a New York answer. I would say that Sinatra singing about if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere is great. But Liza Minnelli, good choice to do that. Not in love with the New York state of mind thing. But New York, right out of the box. What's next? A Cowboys answer? Hit us with that great reveal. Donna got it, though. That was spot on. Phil in Delaware on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Phil, what do you have today?
Hey, good morning. Good hearing you again.
Well, thank you, Phil.
It's interesting. It's got to be 30-some years since I got my first phone that was portable. I mean, I've had many cell phones since, but the installed phone, and I think back that they say hands-free driving today. Back then, it was just like you had no choice. And people wanting to be impressed so much, they would cut off their handsets at home and ride around like they had a car phone.
That is a great one. Thank you, Phil. Yeah, I mean, we always want to impress in people. And, you know, after millions of dollars, it's pretty hard to have something that nobody else has or few people have today. That's a great society when, all right, they may not have exactly the platinum version of it, but who doesn't have a cell phone to his point? Or back then, a car phone. It was like a bat phone. Yeah, that is, the call was very good too. All right, we are looking for the great reveal of something coming off the first reading of the Declaration of Independence happened yesterday. They reenacted it, by the way. It looked pretty good, the manner in which they reenacted it. I always like stuff like that. All right, Zelina Zito, The Great Revolt. She called the 2016 race, saw it before anybody else. She was at Butler. She had an interview scheduled with the president that didn't come off. He was shot, and he kept on apologizing. And I'll ask her the quote of what she said to the president: "Are you blanking kidding me? With all due respect, Mr. President, you were just shot." No apologies necessary. In a lot of ways, this is really the best of Trump. Behind the scenes, right there when it was happening. And I'll ask her about the ongoing campaign, what happened next. I'm sure she has a thought on the governor's race here with Muser dropping out. And I really like Stacey Garrity. Anybody but the Mastro. I'm telling you this, if the Mastro is the nominee, we are never, over the next, you know, pick the number of years, going to have a shot at anything in Pennsylvania. He will decimate. He's the Grim Reaper. So if you still, Dom, why are you so, I still have people saying to me, "What, Dom's going after Mastro? He's nuts. Give me a break." Zelina Zito, next here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Who had a better crystal ball on the ground, writing from somewhere, not nowhere, at 2016, The Great Revolt, Zelina Zito, and since then chronicling Trump. Trump, I believe she has it in the current book, just out yesterday, the author of Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump, and Winning America's Heart, the Winning of America's Heartland. And Zelina is the person who, as I said many times over the years when we talk with her, even Trump says in this book, knows Trump better than Trump knows himself, and knows MAGA, or whatever you want to call it, better than even Trump. Let's go to Zelina Zito on Talk Radio 1210. Zelina, Great book. Maybe on the level of The Great Revolt, which is hard to do.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. That was one heck of an introduction. I really appreciate
it. Well, all true. Every time that we have you on here over the years, you saw, did you coin the phrase, take Trump seriously, but not literally, or you kind of identified with it,
yes.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's exactly what it is. So you are 4 feet away. You do a great job of describing the entire scene. One thing I wanted to ask you, I'm the anti-conspiracy theorist, but since you really delved into this and you were there, it did seem to be incredibly chaotic. Any thoughts on the shooter at this point? Do you see any trail? Because there are a lot of stories, a book about the Biden campaign. Pretty good reporters talk about how relentlessly the Iranians, maybe even shooting down the president's plane, there were decoy planes. Selena, anything on the shooter in your book?
You know, there's not much on the shooter, and certainly that's not from a lack of trying. Mm-hmm. However, I don't think that's going to remain the case. I don't believe that the under the a Biden administration that this was robustly looked into and taken care of. But I do know that it has been since the Trump administration takes over.
You have a great quote of yourself.
That doesn't mean,
yeah. You have a great quote of
that
yourself.
That doesn't mean any of things.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a great quote of yourself of what you said to the president with the F-bomb in there, with all due respect, Mr. President, because Trump, and my experience with him, I could see this, that he would do it. Selena, that interview. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm only shot in the ear.
Yeah. Yeah. He calls me first thing in the morning the next day, and people will find out my close proximity, why I was there, why he chooses Butler. He calls me first thing in the morning the next day, and he says, Selena, are you okay? Is your daughter okay? Because my daughter is a photojournalist. And I'm so sorry that we didn't get to do that interview. And I was just so taken aback about the selflessness in that moment, and also, you know, worrying about my feelings being hurt because I didn't get an interview. So I said, are you bleeping kidding me? I mean, you just got shot, sir. And then I was mortified. And he could tell because I got really quiet, and I'm never quiet. And he said, sorry, it's Selena. I'm like, I just... So, you know, he would go on to call me 7 times that day.
Wow.
Very powerful, very emotional interviews. And people will read those and just be able to see a very different side, a very changed man, and a man on a mission and a purpose. Understanding the purposefulness of life, understanding God being there in that moment. And it is something not only that continued throughout that campaign, but it has continued since the day he was sworn in. What happened in Butler is what the direct result of what we see every day in the robustness that he takes on this job. This is not 2017. This is a very different year.
Couldn't agree more. People think it was staggering then, but it's more focused, even though, you know, Trump has a different focus that you get. Exactly. Selena, you talk, I'm not sure if it's in the book, because I read a column too preparing here. You talk about McDonald's, though, in a great way, and we went back and revisited McDonald's in Bucks County, and the comparison of the joy that Trump had, the fun of doing that, versus the forced...
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com.
Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Joy, a Vice President Harris.
Yeah, so they needed, the Harris campaign needed the reporters to say everything was joyful.
Right.
Where all you had to do was follow this campaign in a very granular level, and you could see it was naturally joyful. They were having fun. People that were moving towards voting for him were having fun. They saw the joy in American life in a way that you cannot fake, right? In a way that is spits in the eye of conventional wisdom. You know, Donald Trump has always been the ultimate disruptor. Right. And and I'm not just talking about politics. It's also how he was a businessman. Look, he was a guy from the outer borough. And if you understand anything about the hierarchy about rich people in New York, you have to be in Manhattan to be accepted. You have to have old money to be accepted. And he disrupted the system. Then he disrupted Hollywood with how he took on those shows that he had, and he disrupted American politics because he understood that the elite in all of those entities, whether it was corporations, the legacy media, or Hollywood, or whatever the case may be, institutions, academia, he understood that they were run by people that were very different than the people that buy their products, the people that send their kids off to their school, the people that are covered by the media.
Yeah, it is amazing. Someone born into money, although different and always has pretty much had money, has that kind of connection and touch. It's very rare. Selena, give me a nugget in here because there's a lot untold, and I'll let you tell us what's one of the biggest things you think that hasn't been emphasized that you found out in doing this?
So it is this moment that it's the last conversation where I have with him that day. And he and I revisited again 2 weeks ago. That it has profoundly played in American politics in a nuance, in a way that the people don't even though they're experiencing it, don't understand. But they will see it when they read the book. And that is, I ask him, Mr. President, why did you say fight, fight, fight? And he said, well, Selena, I was not Donald Trump in that moment. I was representing everything strong about this country, everything resilient, the grit, the exceptionalism. I had a duty and obligation as a man who has been president and as a man who might be president again to show the country that we are strong, we are resilient, nothing is going to take us down, and we are permanent. And in that moment, he said, I understood. Also, there were people there that had I not done that, they would have panicked. He said, I understood there were people watching that had I not done that, they would have panicked. And it was not about me. It was about projecting the strength and the resiliency of America.
When reading,
and you see that every day in
him. Yeah, when reading this book, I'm so glad that you did it, because to me, news events took away that we had someone shot, transformed, and did that iconic moment. I think Biden dropping out and the media trying to distance. I mean, when have we ever had a president shot and hit in a manner like this? You would have thought that would have carried through the entire campaign. And basically, I had people calling me. We were in Gettysburg when it happened, saying, well, that's the presidential race. This is over now. And I don't think I don't think it had staying power, though, Celine. I don't think that is what did it, because Biden dropping out, et cetera, and the media not wanting to have it have staying power. But your book freeze frames that for us now, that moment, in the way that you just talked about it.
Yeah, and it also, not only did it change the campaign, but in that moment, it changed forever how people view my profession, because it was right before their eyes that they saw a president being shot, and it was right before their eyes that they saw that the president, that the press said, oh, he was just hit by from shrapnel from the
exactly
from the teleprompter, and he was just injured at an incident. And they questioned it, not for days, but for weeks. And it became a very pivotal moment for my profession. And I talk about that in the last chapter of the book. It became a very pivotal moment for my profession, because even people that weren't particularly Trump fans or were on the fence said, oh, my God, this is what he's been talking about. Look at this. Look at this. He's been shot. There's no intellectual curiosity to get behind the meaning of the person that he's been shot. They just want us to focus on shiny little objects.
Yeah,
it galvanized and changed the American electorate. And that's why this book is so important, because I'm chronicling it the entire time. I'm saying you all, meaning my profession, are not getting this at all. You don't know what happened. You keep writing what you want to happen, but that's not what is happening in America.
Without a doubt, you've been there right from the beginning. While we have you here today, Zelina, the governor's race, big turn. I don't know about you. You're closer to it, potentially. Dan Muser, who had the soft endorsement of Trump, dropping out. I really like Stacey Garrity. Done a lot of interviews with her, a lot of stuff. Tell me what you think's happening here, and is the governor's race a chance against somebody like Shapiro?
It's going to be tough. I'm going to be very honest. It's going to be very tough to beat Josh Shapiro. And a lot of that has to do with money, but a lot of that also has to do with Shapiro is a very talented political athlete, and he knows, he understands the importance of not just bringing money home to the big cities, but he also understands the importance of bringing it to suburban and rural areas. And that's his superpower, right? The challenge for Republicans is, dear God in heaven, do not nominate Mastriano.
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you. Zelina, you wouldn't believe the heat I got by people saying somebody took over my body when I had him on and called him out. If he were nominated again, we will be set back 20 years this time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Stacey Garrity, I will tell you, that girl works.
Yep.
She works hard. And she's a very, very good communicator. Whether she decides to run or not is irrelevant. We have to give kudos to Garrity. She's very talented. If Shapiro wins, I don't think people would say, oh, they're, you know, the Republicans, you know, they're lost in the state forever. No, this is more red than blue state. Shapiro's just very, very smart in the way that he governs. And you cannot take that away from him, whether you like him or not. You cannot take that talent.
Right.
And you know, the Republicans have a great bench. I mean, Dave Sunday, oh, my goodness. What a talented
He's out of central casting.
Man.
He looks good, and he is doing great.
Yeah, I think there are other people, you know, with Muser out. I don't know that Garrity wants to do it. I don't know that she doesn't want to do it. But I do know that the only person that shouldn't do it is Mastriano. I mean, if it could be an outsider, could be a business person, right? Well, I don't think we know yet. So I don't think there's any reason for doom and gloom.
No, not at all. Are you doing book appearances? Or are you going to be anywhere in the area with the book?
I will, and I will let you know when that date has been finalized and we can get together.
Absolutely. We'd love to have you in studio, host you. And Zelina, are the media too, are people, you know, big interviews? I mean, this is a big deal. You have insight to a different side of Trump, even if they wanted to debate you. Are the CNNs of the world and all, are they covering the book?
Well, I'm on today with
okay.
Jake Tapper.
Oh boy! Okay.
And
don't say hello from me. We had a falling out over there.
And I think I'm doing another show on CNN, and I've done Fox, but the networks have absolutely no interest in me.
God, it is such a riveting stand. They don't have to fully agree with you on a change Trump or whatever, but nobody has this in his book. Again, the highest compliment I can give. I thought I knew a lot about this until I saw the detail you have in the book. Your eye, your sense of Trump is second to none.
Thank you so much. I hope people enjoy the book. And if you get it, please, you know, hit me up on Twitter at Zito Selena and let me know what you think. I would love to hear from you.
Absolutely. All right. We're waiting till you come to the area, Zelina. Thank you as always. Thanks for joining
Thank
us.
You. Thank
right.
you. Zelina, bye.
Zelina Zito, the author of the book, Butler, The Untold Story of the Near Assassination of Donald Trump and the Fight to Win America's Heartland. 855-839-1210. You get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You push pound 1210. Interesting stuff that she said about the governor's race. I really like Stacey Garrity in this, and I think there's a reasonable shot with Muser dropping out, which really surprised me. Garrity needs name recognition in this area, though. I don't think people know her. Shapiro can be beaten. I would agree, you know, that this guy is the chameleon. He and I have had many showdowns over the course of the last 20 years or so. So he is going, it's going to be an interesting race. And this fairness in women's sports thing, one of the reasons the Democrats don't want it to come for a vote, they don't want old Josh to have to say yay or nay on it. Would he really veto it? Then we're off to the races here. He knows that. Phone lines, 855-839-1210. Let's talk first, though, about our buddies at N3 Oceanic. Get ready for a gift from Rescue Natural Supplements. It's their Christmas in July sale. That's right. The season of giving is making a summer comeback with huge savings. That means all health supplements will be slashed up to 50, 60, even 73% off site-wide. Treat yourself with savings on heart healthy omega-3s, natural energy boosters, soothing digestive adds, and so much more. To order, call 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483. You'll speak to a Rescue product consultant or shop online at res-q.com, res-q.com. Again, don't miss Rescue's Christmas in July sale. Shop savings up to 73% off natural solutions from blood pressure and cholesterol to energy and sleep. Rescue's got you covered. Stock up for summer, unwrap the joy of a healthier you, and you do all that at res-q.com. All right, all I can tell you is get that book. We'll have Zelina Zito back. Let me go to Judy in Summerdale. She's got a great one, and we got to get out there, a public reveal. Judy, what's yours?
Mine is when Bruce Jenner came out as Caitlyn.
Yes, And Henry, what was the magazine cover or whatever you referenced?
Oh, man, was it Vogue? It was one of those magazines.
Vogue or something,
yeah, like,
yes.
It was like Meet Caitlin. And it was like, yeah. Oh, was like, well, man.
Yes, that is a really good one, Jude. That is a public reveal. All right, coming up, we're going to speak with Representative Barbara Glenn, Republican, I think, Cumberland, one of those counties out there in Pennsylvania, who doggedly is trying to get something that 85% of Pennsylvanians, maybe more, want. No males in female sports. What do Democrats do? Oh, yeah? Well, we're not going to hold it in the Education Committee anymore so that you can get it out of that. We're now putting it in, I believe, the Health Committee. Then you got to wait 15 days to do a discharge again. How long can they do this before the media says, are you kidding me? She's next here on Talk Radio 1210.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.